This is a short podcast on behalf of the West Sussex Safeguarding Adults Board. Today, I'll be giving you an introduction into safeguarding and explaining the difference between keeping an adult safe and safeguarding. I will also explain how you can refer any concerns you may have. Within West Sussex, we are dedicated to supporting adults with care and support needs to be safe. A person with care and support needs may require help with various tasks, such as washing and dressing, eating and drinking, or going out into the community. There may also be occasions where an adult requires support to be safe or to protect themselves from abuse and neglect. So firstly, what is the difference between safeguarding and supporting someone to be safe, and why is knowing the difference important? Referring to safeguarding in different ways creates confusion with what action is needed and can lead to inappropriate referrals for safeguarding, which could lead to delays in responding to abuse and neglect of other adults. Adults may need support to keep safe and manage risks which are not related to abuse or neglect. This may need a coordinated response from health, social care, housing, or other professionals. So what is an example of keeping someone safe? A man with dementia lets himself out of his own home and is found wandering in the street, putting himself at risk. However, he was not harmed or abused on this occasion. This situation could indicate that the man needs help with keeping safe. The response could involve a multi-agency approach, including consultation with him, his family, GP, and any other relevant professional involved to address the risk. So now I'll share a similar example which may require safeguarding. A man with dementia was able to leave a secure care home as the door was not closed by a carer. He became lost and was found distressed, having fallen, causing a broken bone. This requires a formal safeguarding response, as it appears that the adult experienced neglect in the care home given that the door was left open, resulting in injury, distress, and other avoidable risks. Now that I've explained the difference between safeguarding and keeping someone safe, it is important that you know how to share these concerns. So what do you do if an adult needs help but is not experiencing abuse or neglect? You can contact the agency most related to the need, for example, the GP, housing teams, or mental health services. If a social care assessment is needed, you can contact the adult's social care team if you know this, or contact social care by completing an online form, or by calling 01243 64 2121. The link to the referral form is in the learning briefing accompanying this podcast. So what about if you do need to raise a safeguarding concern about abuse or neglect? West Sussex Adult Social Care lead on adult safeguarding by receiving concerns and assessing actions needed. If you're concerned about abuse and neglect, make a referral using the online form. The link to the online form is in the learning briefing accompanying this podcast. If members of the public need help to do this, they can phone 01243 64 2121. Before you report a safeguarding concern, there are a few things that you need to consider. These will differ depending on the situation. The first is to think about the steps that can be taken to remove immediate danger, if this is possible. The second is that if a crime is in progress, dial 999 before also contacting adult social care using the online form and preserve any potential evidence. The third is to contact children's services using the online form if a child or young person is also at risk. The fourth is to use the Safeguarding Thresholds document to be sure that the issue is safeguarding before you report this. The fifth is to inform the adult that you're raising the concern, unless this puts you or them at increased risk. Also, ask them what they would like to happen and share this in your referral. So to conclude, it is vital that you know the difference between keeping someone safe and safeguarding and take the most appropriate route to share these concerns. Please read the accompanying learning briefing for this podcast for further information, including details on the types of abuse, the principles of safeguarding, and what happens if the adult doesn't want safeguarding processes. Also, on the learning briefings and podcast page of our website, we have a number of learning briefings and podcasts in relation to this briefing. These include Making Safeguarding Personal, Safeguarding Early Warning Signs, Multi-Agency Working, Person-Centered Approaches, Professional Curiosity, Risk Assessment, and Safeguarding Young People. Finally, just to say thank you for your time taken to listen to this podcast today. Your support in ensuring concerns are raised in the most appropriate way are very much appreciated to ensure the best outcomes for those with care and support needs in West Sussex.